Welcome back to the Ford Center, everyone. It is a happy time up here. Longview 63, Prosper 17. Coach King's with us. Coach, things started pretty much like they have been the last several weeks. You took the ball. You actually won a flip. You took the ball. You made the stop and got the ball back. Mm-hmm. And first drive, scored again, just like you've been doing the last several weeks.
Yeah, our defense came out and set the tone, you know, and I thought the defense was just outstanding all night long. Had a great plan. Kids did a good job defending, you know, and got good punt returns out of Jeff and I, too. But, you know, that opening drive was key. We came out and went down and made a statement. You know, they gave us a bunch of looks. It was a hard team to prepare for with all the blitzing and stunt that they do. And sometimes they guessed right, and sometimes they didn't. But I thought it was a great job of our kids up front settling down and trusting what they were told to do. Because I'm going to tell you, it was some crazy stuff we asked them to do we never had before, and they did a good job of handling it. But, Lord, that first drive, so I think Keelan wound up bouncing the power. We got in down there out of two tights, and then we hit I don't even remember the second score. I know the third one was to Kais. Something we toyed with yesterday in the walkthrough. You know, we put the bottle rocket in there, as we called him. We felt like we could get him matched up on the corner, and he could beat him, and he did. And, you know, and the rest was just kind of, you know, we built momentum off of that. But probably the most disappointing thing in the first half was two box red zone opportunities we had with a negative play on second and four, and had a penalty on another one. You know, so that was very upsetting because we knew that 28 wasn't going to be enough versus these guys. And you saw what their plan was to kick off, onside kick us, and you know, you just run the chance of losing possession, you know, and on that. So we felt like we had to keep scoring and come out to start the second half. And first play we run is about a negative 15-yard play on boot pass. And then Camden and Haynes bailed us out. Caught him on the wheel route down the sideline, bailed us out, and we were able to get back to first and 10, went down and punched one in, and felt a heck of a lot better about it. You know, made it 35-10 there. So, and then the rest, I mean, just great defensive stop. We got a defensive touchdown, turnovers, big plays offensively. So it was just a heck of a team win.
Haynes had a lot more carries tonight, ended up with really good game. And then you moved Jesse back to tailback, and they weren't real thrilled about tackling him at that point.
Well, you know, Jesse did a good job running his own out of the gun tonight. We felt like we had to get in some of that and do some quarterback runs, just because we're getting our traditional two-back set. They were going to give us too many looks and load the box and blitz and twist and everything else. We felt like we could get them in a look we wanted. Out of that, we could account for him hat for hat. And then, you know, I thought Jesse did a good job running his own. Haynes pulled a couple of them, good reads out of him. And, you know, our offensive line did a good job of getting people covered up. So that was good. But we felt like we had to run him a little bit tonight, just because of the luck we were going to get. You know, instead of them, if they were having their way with us with the blitzing and twisting, and we were turning people loose or getting in negative plays, we just couldn't. You know, it's hard to protect it, number one. Because they bring in the way they bring their blitz, it's just hard to protect all of that. And then, then you end up, you know, a negative play on first down. You run another. The next thing you know, in third and long, and here really comes a blitz and preventing defense look they give. So, just felt like that was something we needed to do, and it worked in our favor.
On the defensive side, you had a couple of interceptions. You had really good coverage on a lot of these plays. The interception that Pierce had, he had great coverage down there in the end zone, yeah. Made a great play on it. Jacob Johnson had a diving interception, mm-hmm. there. And the defense was – their offense is pretty good. This is not like some of the teams we've been facing in the last few weeks of district. This offense is good, yeah. And your defense really stepped up with the coverage in the secondary, as well as the linebackers made plays. Your front four or three or however you might have had it at the time, got pressure on the quarterback. Did a good job all the way around.
Yeah, we stayed in three down most of the night just because trying to keep leverage. They do so much of the triple option stuff out of the gun. You know, they'll run the zone read, and they got the inside receivers bubbling as a pitch guy. So we felt like we had to keep somebody in the alley. I thought we did a great job of holding up to the run, the three-man line, and you know, we didn't get gashed too many times. I felt – old D-line held the point. Linebackers fit it well. You know, as you mentioned, Robert Pierce and Jacob Johnson both had key turnover source. And nice to see Jacob do that, because that's what we've, you know, been kind of waiting on. He's really starting to play play a heck of a lot better now. You know, he's played so much better the last 4 weeks, and you know, figuring some things out for us. And you know, so that's nice to see out of him. And old Robert, he's always kind of heads it. He caught the running back coming out of the backfield, you know, and old Johnny on the spot, and kind of like he did against Rockwall that night. He kind of recognized his strange things, and he's a edgy football player.
It's a 63-17 final, but the whole time you feel like we were playing a good team. We just really did a good job of execution, and plus all the starters played most of the game. And as we go forth in the playoffs, you're going to see that happen. I was kind of glad to get to see us play everybody for most of the game.
Well, we had to. I'm thinking, you know, I was telling them on the way up here, everybody's mad at me on that sideline. I think I showed my tail too much for some of them, but I just never did feel like you could breathe easy. And then, you know, it's 56-17, and you're upset because you fumble a punt and give them a score, and you think here comes an onside kick, and heck, if they don't hit us early, they get that one, and then here goes the fireworks. You know, and I've been in too many of those. I mean, that was not a high possibility of blowing that kind of a lead, but still, you like to go and finish the dang thing and finish it the right way. So it, we got to keep the gas down. This is playoffs, man. It's sudden death. You can't have a bad quarter, bad half, bad game, whatever. You got to finish it, and our kids did tonight.
What about this venue? The first time we've all been here, and pretty nice place to play. You don't have to worry about rain, wind, cold. It's pretty nice, and we brought a lot of fans.
Yeah, well, we figured we would, you know. But it's a nice place. I mean, it's a little smaller than what I thought, you know, originally. But, I mean, I guess it seats, 12,000. Mm-hmm. But it's a heck of a facility, real nice. Kids enjoyed it. And, you know, I'm glad they had an opportunity to play in a place like this. Thought we had great fans, great support tonight. And easy trip, you know, easy to get in and out of. So, you know, and as you mentioned, no wind, no rain. You know, and that's there's been years we'd have welcomed some wind and rain. This year we throw a little bit better, so we're going to try to stay out of that.
Well, next week we take on, for the third week in a row, another team we've never played before, a fairly new school, Austin Vandergrift. They beat Klein Collins last night, yesterday afternoon in double overtime. And we're going to face them next week in Baylor, where we played last year in the third round. Should be another great game.
Yeah, I don't know much about them. You know, it's talked with their coach on the phone just briefly, enough to get a four-way agreement. Everybody agreed to play at Baylor, which that's how we like to do business, get it over with. And, you know, it'll be a tough challenge. I think we're going to play the second game, and I'm not sure the exact start time because I talked with David Wetzel down there one day, Wednesday. And there's a possibility it could be 5 o'clock start. They were getting some trying to confirm it, but I do not know. So don't quote me on 5 o'clock.
According to what we saw, Allen is playing the Woodlands at 1:00, and so I don't know how quick you can turn around and play a second game or.
Well, they were trying to get a third game, and we ain't going to be the third game.
Okay.
But I'm just telling you that could be a possibility. We'll find out more. I'll talk to David on the way home, but. Yeah, we're going to get out of here tonight with a win and enjoy this one for the bus ride back to Longview. Then we'll get to Gregg County. We'll worry about Austin Vandergrift. You know, but what an emotional week it was this week. Yep. I mean, we lost Judge Curry. Saw Sam tonight down there. He brought Judge's hat, you know. So he had his hat here, and I know he's here in spirit. But I just wanted to mention that. We sure going to miss him. And I know he meant a lot to these kids. You really don't know. I mean, then you start seeing the tweets, some of our players and former players. There's a lot of admiration for that man, and he loved the Lobos. Didn't make any secret about that. And we loved him, so, you know, it's nice to be able to win one. I hope we can get him that thing. It's been avoiding us for a long time. We're 0-0. We're going to play Austin Vandergrift at Baylor next Saturday. So got our work cut out.
Well, we appreciate you coming up, seeing us, and we will see you next Saturday at some point. If you're listening, pay attention. Just like this week, you had to do that. Pay attention to the paper or follow Hayden Henry. He'll have all the breaking news, and I'm sure you can find out any more details. And
Liz Ross with LSD Facebook. She'll be on point with it too. So I just hope there's no more of that online ticket business. That like drove me crazy. But our fans did a great job getting tickets.
Yeah, they did.
All right, thank y'all.
Thanks, Coach. Okay, Matt, we're going to send it back to you one more time. We'll come back and wrap it up after that. We'll be back on 106.5 Jack FM after this 2-minute timeout.